The Carlo Vivari International Film Festival opened at the weekend with a star-studded audience at Friday's gala event. Among those present were the French director Patrice Chéreau and his compatriot actress Isabelle Huppert, who received the festival's first award. Particularly poignant, though, was the presence of Czech-born film director Miloš Forman, as it marked the return of a famous son to his native home and native language. Christian Falvey reports on the opening days of the 44th Karlo Vivari International Film Festival.
One of France's best-known actresses, Isabelle Huppert, arriving on the stage of an award ceremony in her honour in Carlo Vivari last weekend. The festival called her a woman of many faces, and indeed festival-goers had the chance to appreciate a number of them at once, in the in-competition film Villa Amalia, in the intimate drama Gabrielle, which is being screened in a special tribute to Patrice Chéreau, and then also as herself, a role in which Miss Huppert was warmly received as she picked up the Crystal Globe for outstanding artistic contribution to world cinema.
Oh, it means a lot. I'm very, very happy. It's a beautiful name for a prize, above everything. And I know that Carlo Vivari has a very, very old and important story. It's the heart of the cinephiles, you know, and I'm not surprised why so many young people and so many people from the audience go see films there in Carlo Vivari. And I think it's really a great place, and I know it has a very beautiful history.
It was Miloš Forman, however, who stole the show for the first weekend. Mr. Forman has not made a film in Czech in some 40 years. In that time, he has become a superlative director in the Western world, the multi-Academy Award winner behind films considered works of cinematic genius, like Amadeus and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mr. Forman has lived in America since 1969 and has visited Carlo Vivari on a few occasions. His arrival at the festival this year, though, is a special homecoming, as he brings with him his latest work, a tribute of sorts to the country and the language of his origin. A Walk Worthwhile is a jazz opera, a filmed theater piece by the legendary duo Jiří Suchý and Jiří Schlitter, first produced in the 1960s by the landmark Czechoslovak theater company Semaphore.
Ty jsi švarná, já jsem švarný, já jsem švarný. Jaký jsme to krásný pár, jaký jsme to krásný pár. Neříkej, že mám to marný, mám to.
Semaphore made a huge name in its day with plays like A Walk Worthwhile, among other things by being so apolitical as to drive an over-politicized communist regime into a fit of paranoia. Even today, the theater and Mr. Forman are begged to betray the hidden political meaning of the piece.
We didn't think about it. We didn't want to think about it if it has any kind of a political connotation or not, because, you know, that could get you in trouble in those times. It's a story about a timeless kind of human condition. And what was absolutely political was the talent of Mr. Suchý. Because the way he was and is using Czech language, that's an incredible accomplishment facing the gray, desert-like quality of the official, you know, language in those times. So it was like listening to heavenly music if you are living among the atheists.
A Walk Worthwhile is about a divorce. A joyous divorce, as the lawyer would have it, that is, until the postman brings a telegram from England with the best and worst of news. A wealthy aunt has died, it seems, and the couple's yet unborn child is to be £1 million the better for it. The pragmatics of love are soon in taking over the situation, as the man and his wife, as well as their lawyer, look to turn the situation to their advantage. It's a great plot, a legend of Czech theatre, and its makers form almost a holy trinity of classic Czech entertainment. But for a film, it has interesting and drastic pros and cons. Movie critic Ilona Franskova of Premier CZ was one of the first to see the film.
Well, I enjoyed it, but you have to know that it's not really a movie. It's a stage play that Miloš Forman filmed. So that could be a problem for someone who's expecting a Miloš Forman movie, because it's not like anything he's done. It's highly stylized, it's an opera, basically. There's little dialogue, there's few lines, but beautiful songs, great music, and amazing lyrics. Half of the charm, or half of the power of this so-called movie is the lyrics, it's the language.
A Walk Worthwhile will be on general release from July the 9th and around the world on DVD in December of this year.
Christian Falvey, and he'll have more reports on